Huh? But wait. That's my phone. Okay, just stop. No, seriously. It's her. Seriously, just stop for a moment. Just lay still and let me answer.
Oh, hey there, girlfriend. How are you? How's everything?
What are you talking about? Of course I don't sound funny. I've just kind of had a shower. That's all. Nothing funny going on. Why would you think anything funny is going on? It's definitely just me here. Mm-hmm.
Hey, lay still. Don't distract me.
So, what are you calling for?
No, I totally want to hear you tell me what's got you all worked up.
I was just, in the middle of something. That was all. No, I want to hear it.
Really?
Right? Your boyfriend?
You split up? Oh, no.
No, I am being sincere. That's terrible. What happened?
I mean, you know, what happened this time? You guys did fight a lot.
Well, you did.
I'm just saying.
Oh, right?
He said what about you?
Oh, he just implied that. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, I totally get that.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't put it back in when I'm up. Fine.
No, I'm listening. You can tell me everything.
Like you always do. Holy fuck, you wouldn't believe what she's coming up with.
Yeah, I kind of do have someone else here with me. No, really, I'm listening. You just call me at a bit of a, I mean, just a slightly awkward moment.
Right. Bad boyfriend?
Narcissistic. Toxic. Negligent.
Bad in bed. Wait. Hey, girlfriend. Hey, there's something that you should... Oh, jeez. Hey, listen? Yeah, just shut the fuck up already, okay?
Oh, wow. It worked?
Should have done it sooner.
Truth is, I know where your boyfriend is. He's here with me now. So... What happened was, he came over after your big fight. After the latest big fight, I mean. We got talking, we compared notes, and we both realized some things about you. One thing led to another, and the short version is, when you called, we were fucking. I tried to keep quiet, but... Ugh. He just can't stop himself, and I don't really want him to. Yeah, I'm riding him like a cowgirl right now. He's in there, balls deep. We're both half naked, because I couldn't wait to get all our clothes off. Yeah, it probably is a shock. But if you stop and think about it for a moment, it's really not. I mean, can you blame him? The thing about you is, you're a bad girlfriend.
Well, you were.
I always kind of doubted he could be as bad as you said when you were bitching my ear off, which you did every time you two had a fight, by the way. And I wondered, if he was that bad, why did you stay with him? And I started to hear his point of view when he came over all heartbroken, and it made a lot more sense. Because here's a truth bomb for you. You have a great boyfriend. Well, would had be more accurate now? Because I've seen him for myself, and he's amazing. Sweet, tender, funny, so damn cute. I'm really just kind of glad I got there before you managed to suck all that out of him. It made it easier that I found out all the stuff you'd said about me behind my back. See, what I think is that you didn't want a boyfriend, you wanted a punching bag. A man with a weak enough ego and enough of a misguided wish to please that he'd take all your shit. Did it give you some twisted thrill breaking him down when you decided you weren't getting enough attention and making him get down on his knees to try to get you back, gaslighting him into thinking every fight was his fault? No, I'm not being harsh, sweetie. This is me being honest after enabling you for way too long. See, I realized some things about our relationship too. How you barely show any interest in me, how it's always all about you, what you're doing, how you're feeling, who screwed you over the most recently. Because you're never the one at fault, are you? Always someone else to blame, always the entire world being assholes, except you. It got so boring. So, I guess you'll have to look for a new BFF, as well as a new boyfriend. Yeah, new boyfriend, because we are now a couple and... Oh, yeah, he started going harder when I said that. Yeah, it's true, baby. You're my boyfriend now. And I'm not going to let her take you back. I'm going to show you what a proper girlfriend looks like. Someone who doesn't put you down to make yourself feel better. Someone who appreciates you like you are. Oh, you're still here? Hey, don't blame me. You can hang up whenever you like. Hey, no need to shout. Actually, you can yell all you like. Let them hear it. Let the mask slip a little. Hey, you want to know one thing you got wrong for sure? Saying he was bad in bed. Because he's really making an effort for me. Or at least I think he is. If it's going to be this good every time, I'm not sure my pussy could take it. He's going slow, holding my hips, making me just feel every inch as it goes in and out. He's making me wait, just teasing me with slow fucking till I go crazy and just start begging, just like he did when he was going down on me. Well, of course it wasn't like that with you. I bet you just did a starfish impression. Lay there like a sack of potatoes and make him think he should feel privileged for you even letting him touch you. Makes it easier to keep him under your thumb if he feels guilty about not pleasing you in bed. Narcissists don't make good lovers, you know. They just don't give anything. And you better believe I'm giving it to him. You know what? Hey, baby. Listen. Just stop a minute. Move behind me. Let me get on my hands and knees. Yeah. Just like that. And... Oh! Didn't even have to tell you to go in from behind. Move to the left a little. Yeah, so we're facing the mirror. Oh, I totally am gonna do it. Just watch me. Don't worry, I won't get your face in it. And got the picture and sent. Worth 1,000 words, right, bitch? Yeah, this is what good sex looks like. Your boyfriend, sorry, my boyfriend now, just mounting me from behind like the great big stud he is, holding me from behind, kissing my neck because he thinks it'd make a really cute face when he nibbles my ear. Yeah, I do. Do it as much as you like, baby. Pants around his knees because he was too eager to please me to get them all the way off. He's so unselfish, too. He just wants to know how to make me feel good. And it's so sweet to see how happy he looks when I tell him how good he's fucking me. You never did that, did you? Too busy using sex as a weapon. You could have had this. Fuck knows. We both gave you enough chances to realize what a great thing you had. All you had to do was show him some respect, affection, not use him for your selfish little games. You really thought we'd both put up with your me shit forever, didn't you? Or, more likely, you didn't think about us at all. So, you should either hang up now, or if you're going to keep moaning about how we're somehow the ones who betrayed you, you get to listen. Listen, it's my man. Just fills me up, and he just hits that spot. Oh, really hits it. Shit. I wish I'd had time to get all my clothes off, because I want him kissing all over my body the same way he's kissing up my spine. Oh, fuck. He's really making me melt, you know. Oh, I can feel an orgasm building up already. Oh, a good one. A nice, slow burn that's gonna be a big hit when it arrives. Yeah, keep going. Just like that. Fuck. Oh, it feels so good to finally get all this off my chest, you know? It's what you need, bitch. Just someone finally taking pity on you and letting you know they've had enough of your crap. He'd never do that. He's far too much of a nice person. If his face wasn't buried in my hair while he's fucking me from behind, he'd say something like, "Hey, go easy on her," or "She's not worth it." But I'm not a nice person, and I'll tell you straight. You don't deserve him. Never did. Oh, yeah, baby. She's losing her mind right now. Surprised you can't hear it over there. Then again, you've probably learned to tune her out by now. You deserve this. You deserve a woman who's gonna treat you right. Show you what a healthy relationship looks like. Oh, fuck. Oh, where was I? Oh, yeah. Short version is, you took and took, and he'd have let you take everything if I hadn't talked some sense into him. But that's done. He's not going to be your meal ticket or punching bag anymore. And I'm gonna undo all the damage you did. I'm gonna love him better and fuck him better till we've both forgotten all about you. Oh, fuck. He's too good when he rubs me like that. While he's fucking me and kissing that spot, I have never had a lover pay this much attention to me. Oh, I'm gonna come. Yeah, baby. Oh, don't hold back. Come inside me. Your dick belongs to this pussy now. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Come inside me. Do it, baby. Do it. Fill me up. Oh, fuck. Shoot it all inside me. So close. I can't hold back. Oh, that's it. Fill me up while she listens. While she can hear that you're all mine now. Oh, coming, coming. Fuck, baby. Oh, yes. Fuck. It looks like she really hung up. Oh, let her take to Twitter. I needed an excuse to get off social media anyway. Come here. Let's cuddle. You're a nicer person than me. You know that? But I don't regret telling her any of that. She had it coming. And now she's old news. I'm gonna mend all the damage she did to you. I'm gonna prove to you how you're a much better man than she told you you were. But first, can we do all that lovey-dovey healing stuff after we've got another round?